Hello, hello. Welcome to the Weekly Cooldown. I am Kami Jace, your host for another episode. If you're joining us for the first time, this is, of course, the show where we get to know the gaming news of the week and we get to know our guests, or guests, plural. This is episode 85 of the Weekly Cooldown. It is March 27th. And I hope that you, dear listener, are safe and healthy. These are trying times, and it is quite exhausting, but I do have a good bit of hope that we all will get through it. This is the coronavirus episode of the Weekly Cooldown. We've been chatting about some gaming-related stories about the coronavirus, or COVID-19, how it's been affecting the gaming world, but this is going to be not only about the gaming-related stories that are still ramping up out there, but also kind of a check-in. I won't be doing headlines because there's just so much out there, and I think we'll have plenty of stories to talk about later in the episode, but of course, if you have anything you want to chat about, any headlines you'd like to chat about, or you got any comments you want to make, you can always tweet at me at KamiJaceGaming or at WKCooldown, or join us on Discord, and we'll talk more about it. Also, be sure to check out look for the question of the week on WK Cooldown, the Weekly Cooldown's Twitter, and I will read it right here on the show when you answer it. So, you know, hit up those replies, man. That's all I'm asking. Anyway, how you guys doing? I'm tired. The coronavirus is here.
Oh no, Rona, is that you?
The coronavirus is here. Life is harder than usual for many of us, and more. Here to kind of check in, talk about it. I have some good friends. I think Twilark's over there somewhere.
Is that? My name is Twilark. You can call me Twi. No big deal. Whatever.
Yeah, no big deal. Whatever.
Sitting on my floor because I don't have an actual good chair to use with my laptop because I'm working from home and I don't. My butt hurts all the time now.
Sorry. Do squats. It might hurt more, but it'll help cushion the blow. Sorry. I didn't mean to actually say.
Oh. No.
Yeah, that's true. I heard that. I read about that.
Can we please have a moment of silence for all the booty out there that, for those of y'all who don't know, the virus can, it is found in fecal matter. So for those who don't know, ass is actually canceled. It is down to 2020, second dose.
Okay.
Second them tiles.
Wander Puss Nika is over
Hi,
there.
Hi, that is me. I am Nika.
Queen of Second Toe, if I believe. You're the one who created it.
I am the creator of it, which means not the queen of it.
I mean, I have
no agency of this. It is beyond my control. I let it out into the world. And what it does from then on. That's on you guys.
Yeah. Hashtag these feet ain't cheap.
These feet ain't cheap. Also, that's Kira, I believe, over there.
Sup?
Wonderful. I love it.
We are the Night Witches.
Yes.
Which is a podcast that Jay so graciously produces for us that we don't deserve.
He's a saint.
Circumstance.
He is being nominated for sainthood shortly here. Please never hate us.
No.
That's all I ask.
Never. I could. I don't
one
have
to ten,
a.
Jace, well, real quick.
One to ten.
How are your toes like?
Oh, no. We're not doing this. So
his feet ain't cheap.
Really expensive.
So the coronavirus is here. We're all, I imagine, pretty tired. We're all fairly exhausted about the news. So let's do just a quick check-in between the four of us. How we doing?
I'm over it, man. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I work in the healthcare field, a division of it, and it is constant, just newsletters coming in every hour on the hour. I just, if I hear COVID-19 one more time, which I will, I'm going to cry a little bit. It's just on the inside, though.
Alone, yeah.
Yeah, I know. 18 months. It just, oh my gosh. I just,
now, when you say healthcare field, are you actually going into work?
No. Okay. So I am I am still essential, but I'm not essential to be on the property. Okay. So I just remote in from my home computer. I'm making all of my phone calls from my cell phone, which is a little annoying, but I'm doing the thing.
We know what that's like here at the Kami J's household.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Me and my boyfriend both work at the same place, and I hear him constantly on the phone, like, introducing himself as if he were still at work, but he's on his cell phone, and it's jarring and weird, and I have to do it too, and it's bizarre.
Yeah, I have to, when I pick up my cell phone, of course, I have a ringback tone, and I still haven't decided whether or not I'm going to shut that off if I care or not. It's just Vivaldi anyway, because mine expired 10 years ago, and I don't care, because I'm 34, I don't care. But I answer the phone, hello, thank you for calling da-da-da, this is Kira, how can I help, you know, and it's, I'm still very formal, I can tell when it's my mother, so I just don't give a rat. But, I mean, it's just, it is, I've never felt so dumb, yet so easily distracted in my entire life. My dog is like pit-patting around, and like he's hitting me. He's like, hey, you're still here. You should like feed me again. Fuck the rules and feed me again. Come on. And like everyone's bugging me. Cats are crawling across my laptop. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to work.
it's a weird thing to say. Like, I've only been working from home for 2 weeks now, and already I'm like, you know what I would like to not be in this house?
Yeah.
And the temptation to, like, ooh, go back to the office, because, like, nobody else is there, so might as well just, like, do.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, though, because reset the clock. Just keep resetting it every time. Yeah. And so some of the hardest things to do is literally just stay put. Nika and I, we were talking about can't relate, right? Like, I remember my first spring break that I stayed completely home and just played fucking BioShock, and it was all the BioShock. I stayed home for 2 full weeks, never left the apartment, and I played all the BioShocks because I didn't have a job. I finished college. Like, I was ready to, like, move up to Seattle. Like, those 2 weeks are looked upon blissfully. Like, I never went outside. And so, like, cool. Like, I've already got that training under my belt. I'm a fucking gamer. Like, I got this. I got this on lockdown. But everyone around me, it seems like, it's like, oh, God, and I'm being told to, like, stay here. And this, oh, it feels like that prison. I'm like, no, it's not, though.
No.
No. Like, there's, you have internet. Calm down.
There's, like, something a little different, though, about, like, choosing to stay home and then being told, no, you have to stay home, and if you're out driving around and a cop pulls you over, you better have a letter that says you can be out. There's something I can't deal with it.
At the same time, what is home? Like, I would assume that so for me, a 8-to-5 worker, home is a refuge from everything else. And so if you have built your apartment or your little shack or your bedroom or your little closet hole, and it is not your own safe haven, what is it? If anything, this is now the time to focus on you. And a lot of people don't want to be quiet in the silence with just yourself in the dark. And, like, don't get me wrong, it's scary. But now you have that opportunity, though. It's like a positive thing for you to, I don't know, actually check in. And, like, why do you not want to be home? It's not necessarily just because you're told, stay home. But,
I mean, it can be partially that. Just the idea that somebody told you not to do X. So what is the first thing you want to do? X. Oh, my God. You have never wanted to do X more in your fucking life.
The handrails.
Oh, my God. There's so many handrails to lick.
So many.
That's a good point.
Overwhelmed by the quantity of them. And I have work to do, but I'm told I gotta be dry. They must be moist.
I think it's really psychosomatic that my face has been itching a lot lately.
True.
Touching my face. That is my number one, the actual thing that I can't stop fucking doing. Every other thing, like, wash your hands every fucking 20 minutes. Fine.
Oh, yeah, got that.
It's my skin is so dry from all the washing. But, like, you tell me to not touch my goddamn face. Like, I could not go out for, like, 6 months straight. Oh, you shit. I'm a hermit. That's the life that I live. It's fine. You tell me not to touch my face. My hands are practically glued to my face. I can't fucking stop touching my face.
It's that really, is the hard. It's super every hard.
Every inch is, I'm like, oh, but it, do I have something? I just, oh, well, let me just rub my fucking face.
So it's in your hair. And so now I've just had my hair up for like the past week and a half. And
oh, it's moldering.
Because like now you can see my chins. And I'm just like, how will I take a selfie out in the park if my hair is up? I'm not doing that.
You got to take the aerial selfie from above.
No, because my hair is up. You're going to see how big my nose is.
My hair is so big to put me in proportion. No.
Like, that's the point of having big Texan hair. I know what this is. But now it's all full of tangles. So even if I left my brush at my actual apartment. And so I'm like, oh, okay, well. So now I'm going to have like a corona nest.
That you are like just decaying as a person. Rapidly over this like stint, like with Violin Bro, so he's gonna watch you. Give you the worst you can possibly.
He's gonna see his future
in a scenario where he cannot escape.
So Violin Bro and I, we've been together maybe like a year and a couple months, and the idea that he is just like, yeah, okay, we could do like a lockdown, and I was like, no,
we're gonna do a lockdown,
and like him not understanding that when I mean hunker the fuck down, that means I ain't walking into that like apartment hallway, like I'm not leaving. There is no reason for me to be out there, and that's the best thing I could do, baby, because I got my laptop, I got my watercolors, and I got a fucking strong ass internet. I have no need. I have no reason. All my friends are here online. This is the real me.
Yep.
So like the idea, and I've already been like, well, what's the point of makeup? Well, what's the point of pants? Well, what's the point of having my hair down at all? It's lethal. And I'm like, well, now I can't eat ass. So it's like all of the fun things that make me who I am. Nah. Also, he's all like, hey, I'm getting a little tired. And I'm like, cool, I'm about to record a podcast, though. So.
Oh, he doesn't, like, have, the strength.
You had the chance. And I'm sorry, but if it's 2 a.m. and I'm hanging out with my bros, is that on me? I don't think so.
Honestly, it's on him for agreeing to this scenario.
You agreed. You knew that... I'm a monster, and you were like, no, I love you anyways, and it's like
he knew the score.
But like, honestly, I don't think he did.
Oh no,
I don't think he actually knew the score, because like I can get through a weekend with a boyfriend, I can get through like 4 days together, like
on your best behavior,
you know, really focused on him. But you know what? This is day 4 of quarantine together, and fuck it.
Right.
Yeah. I live here now. Like, in my little bitty corner of like, oh, thank you for letting me be here. Here's my like 3 bags and a box of all my like equipment. And fuck it. Oh, do you hear that? Like, you do whatever. I'm right here though. I don't give a fuck.
Twy, you coming home or?
Once Alan gets laid off, it's really about honestly, once that sick government check, that one time fucking $1,200 based on our 2018, it's the world will be fixed. You're not going to cancel rent. So I guess that's as good as it gets. Half a billion. This is fine.
Basically, what we decided is given the fact that like, both of us have significant others that keep going out into the world. Alan, because he has to. Violin Bro, because he cannot be.
Oh, the man is stopping me from. It's just like, oh my God.
To save our risk to each other, like, it makes sense to split the household. However, sure. If Alan gets laid off, then it comes down to like, oh, well, we have so many projects to do. It's like, you got to get back here. We got work to fucking do.
I like this a lot.
Coming home. Hummus. How you doing, baby boy? And he's like, the bathroom's full of shit. My cat poops on the floor. I'm sorry.
It is distressing yet somehow comforting to know that we're all kind of doing mildly bad.
I cried myself to sleep the other night. But I'm fine.
I feel like I'm not doing bad. Just, I personally... Not much has changed. This is pretty much my existence in general anyway. Really, it starts coming down to, like, the financial concerns. Because, like, Fallon loses his job, it doesn't matter if we get $1,200 stimulus check. That ain't gonna do shit. We're in trouble. And same as, like, people are not gonna buy art right now when they are, like, struggling to buy necessities. Mm. That is, now's not a good time for artists all across the tweet space.
You can have my toilet paper money, because I can't buy any, so...
The thing is, like...
the budget for toilet paper.
Even if they're doing okay right now, can't be sure they're going to keep doing okay.
Yeah. And when people are talking about, like, yeah, when this is over, oh, by Easter? It's not going to be over by Easter. I can't imagine. It's,
like, 2 weeks away. Like, it is not going to be over by
Easter. Yeah, it's already Easter.
There's so many states in America that have not put even just a, hey, wash your hands, just a note out to anybody. It's much like less shelter in place.
On the wall.
There's no... It is intense, the idea that because it is going to be up to the last state and the last county, the last city that finally decides, okay, let's hunker down now. Then you restart the clock. So whatever you're doing right now and whatever your company laid you off 2 weeks ago to make sure that everybody's safe, no, until random fucking, just bumfuck flyover state middle of America, until they decide as well that this is actually important. Then, so you have to last up until maybe June, July.
Yeah, until the last person has been quarantined for at least 2 weeks. But realistically,
40 days,
unless states start banning all kinds of border crossing travel, which, like, there's definitely that talk already happening of just, like, Alaska and Hawaii, you're both like, don't come here. But then we weren't coming. Oh, no. Like, you want to go to Alaska, we weren't coming anyway. It's fine. Like, to take like $6 million.
They're so cheap right now.
The other thing is that this is just the United States we're talking about. This has to happen everywhere else. People have to, like, really take this seriously, not travel to other countries even.
But at least a lot of other countries have understood the fuck. Like, everybody learned a lesson because Italy has learned a lesson hardcore.
Right.
They literally have death panels now where if you are young, like, if you're a patient and you got the corones and you literally go up to a death panel and they give you a rating based on how most likely you're able to survive, how young you are, what your stature is in the community. And then they decide, they give you a number and that number decides whether or not you can have services or a ventilator. And so, cool, that's because they didn't take it as seriously as they needed to, as quick as they could have.
Right.
And now they get to bury grandparents with nobody, like, you can't even go to the funerals. So neat. But maybe, Jace, I don't know, hear me out, coming from Texas, maybe fuck the grandparents, let's get back to work, fuck it. If the virus doesn't impact anybody under 60, which it absolutely does.
Like, do you happen to have that?
53% of people in American ICUs right now are below the age of 45. Ooh. So if you think you're not, you're wrong. Right.
Yeah, that is something we talked about it in our Corona cast as well. There is this idea that it only affects old people and that everyone else is, like, perfect. You are not immune. Mm-hmm. And you, like, your survival rate might be better, but that doesn't mean you're not still going to the fucking hospital and taking away ventilators and treatment and care and all of those resources from people who could actually die. Mm-hmm. So even if you are young, it doesn't mean that you're invulnerable and you can still end up fucking other people by being negligent. So also, stay the fuck home.
The survival rate of getting it again, reinfection, which is something we've learned from, like, Chinese statistics. No, you're pretty dead, though. If you get it again, which, let's say you get it this week and you survive for another 2 weeks or so, you're pretty good. You do quarantine. In a month and a half, you're good to go. But that's when finally South Dakota decided, cool, we're going to start quarantine now. So now it's in June and you're like, cool, everything's fine as long as I stay home. No, it's not. Because 40 days haven't passed and you get it again, now you're done. But what? I'm 20 years old.
When it comes to the reinfection stuff, we actually don't know that much about that yet.
Yeah.
We are getting the impression that you do get antibodies, and they are studying the antibodies now to figure out what that looks like. It could be the case that if you get it again, it would be milder. But there's also evidence that shows this may turn into a seasonal flu in the same way that the normal flu is, where mm-hmm. it might subside over the summer just to ramp back up come fall.
Woo!
So there's a lot we don't know. So right. to be as cautious as possible, as early as possible, is kind of really hack and smart. So
absolutely.
Stay home, play yeah. some Vidya, maybe? You know?
Play some Vidya? Mm-hmm. Are we here to talk about
yeah. My grandma's sending me this giant thing of Omaha steak stuff. It's like
Vidya game Omaha steak.
I mean, I'm gonna be able to make a steak.
Like kick back with like a cigar, a little brandy, maybe.
I mean, yeah, maybe not a cigar because your lungs.
I mean,
and then just, I do what I want. Yeah, play some.
Man, do what I want.
I'm gonna play some 14. I'm gonna level up my crafters because that Ishgardian restoration is a thing I'm doing right now. And I'm gonna eat a steak. I'm gonna be happy about it. I mean, she was like, no, I picked out the box that's got like steak and chicken and it even has desserts in it. I was like, Grandma! I mean, I'll tell her. I'll be like, Grandma. There's a starving young lady that I know, and she doesn't have a grandma. Can you help her? Rona, is that you?
Ding dong.
Oh, no.
So, speaking of playing 14, what have the rest of you been playing while you're in quarantine?
This might actually surprise everyone. I have not played anything at all yet. So rather than going the route of being like, hi, I can like go through my backlog, because my life actually isn't different, it means I don't really have like an excuse to be like, oh, but this is a vacation for me, because it's not. So if anything, I'm actually doubling down on projects and working on things and doing brainstorming and watching like documentaries that are helping build a world, because we are in the process of making a TTRPG. I'm not going to like go into like super hacking detail, but we're going to
it's going to be great.
Doing a little decopunk because why not? So I'm doing the research, I'm doing sketches, I'm doing that kind of stuff because now is the time. And if it turns out that Alan gets laid off, then we're going to go double time on it.
Sure.
Mama's so like, absolutely. I'm actually using this time to be productive, which is horseshit.
Well, like, yeah. I don't know what that is.
To buttress from your point, though, of just like, it was such a good year, 2019. But like, it really wasn't. But
it was a fucking nightmare. I saw somebody had posted on Twitter like, "Oh, remember last year when like the worst thing that ever happened was like the ending of Game of Thrones?" I'm like, "Do you not remember the whole like kids in cages thing?" Like
yeah,
oh no,
right?
You not? And he has okay.
That guy was a pedophile. Like, he saved those kids in that cave. He fucking pedophile. But like, Elon Musk, he did go to, like, court. And
oh God, he didn't have to pay anything.
That was 2019! That was literally only a couple months ago! Oh, God, what even is time? It's only day 4 of quarantine for me. Like, with Violin Bro. And God damn it. Time. But talking to other coworkers about, because they're like, oh my God, I'm so bored. And it's like, dumbass, put on some music. And he's like, oh, what a great idea. And I was like, what?
Yeah, did we forget that, like, art exists?
Yeah. And so, like, also, so a couple of my coworkers was like, oh no, one of my friends hit me up and was like, hey, join our D&D game because we do it online. So it's no big deal. Nothing's changed. And she's like, oh no, but Twi, what if I joined their D&D game? And I was like, you can't do volleyball right now. Go. Yeah. You want to be a better DM? Go learn new systems. Go play new shit. On our Discord, Alan, like, he does one-shots. Join some of them. Do your own one-shots. Fucking do it. What do you need? You need art and shit? I'm bad at watercolor, but I'll help you out. Like, I'm just like, what do you need?
Bad, but I got nothing but time. So.
I just guested on a podcast where the host had just played D&D not only for the first time but over the internet, and she loved every minute of it. So like, what are you like, this is your time to
not only be
explorative with your friends, but also like create for yourself, right?
And she was like, oh no, but if I join their game, I'll make a character for myself, and that means of course I'm gonna build a world, and then I'm gonna do this, and then I'm gonna make my own campaigns. I'm like, oh no,
that's so awful. Why?
Considering her two main hobbies are she plays volleyball and she bakes. you can't play volleyball because it's a team sport, and you can't bake because your mother's gonna call you fat. Like, you
know, like can I meet this girl? Because like I need to know this girl.
You can't have it. You can't.
But she also like she goes out to like concerts and to like games and things everything. Like that. Like a lot of her life is out there life, which means you have so much time right now to do all the shit that you weren't doing.
She's like, but work though, and it's like, yeah, do your work. Holy shit, the people who are on their computer, like their work laptops and shit, watching Netflix and YouTube at my company, they just banned Netflix and YouTube. Like, I can't even launch it. Like, the fucking audacity of old people being like, now I can watch Netflix. Oh my God. We have an opportunity to just, you know, do some good shit. Like, we always complain, like 8-to-5ers, we always complain that we're never able to do the things that we want to do. And, oh, wouldn't it be great if I could be like an artist or a musician or do it. Do it. Yeah. It's all online. Release some albums. Tag us up. Hashtag Weekly Cooldown. What's up?
Like, do it. You want to
make a joyful noise. Make dope shit. Just
right.
Make some shit. This is your time. And honestly, all of that feelings, all of those like vibes of sharing, like fuck it, do it, make some shit, that has since doubling down on that, I have not cried myself to sleep recently.
There you go.
It helps you feel distracted from like all of the negative shit, but it also bolsters your self-worth feeling because you're actually making a thing. And then when you make a thing, it doesn't matter shit. It doesn't fucking matter. Do it because it's fun, because you've never done it before. Not because, like, it needs to be anything. Because it doesn't. Because fuck it.
It's all going
to
be bad.
It's all going to be bad, and it's fine. The important thing is, like, you done did the thing. But doing the thing, you're going to feel better. And honestly, I feel like that's... We all need that right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Fun. That's going to be the fun shit. And that's where, so for me, video games that I've been playing, I did bring my PlayStation and I brought my Steam account on the laptop because Violin Bro, he has not played a lot of anything. And I haven't played a lot of anything in a long time either because I find video games really, really great for escapism. And that's why, of course, I hate politics in my video games because, like, what are they doing here for? That is a joke for those of y'all who don't think, fuck y'all. Anyways, I think for sure I want to play Last of Us. I want to play a bunch of like really great games that help bring normies into the video game world. So things that are a little more cinematic. So Last of Us makes sense to me. I don't know. How is Death Stranding? Because I saw the video of the guy. Don't do it.
So.
Okay, tell me more.
I haven't played it myself. No, it's an amazing game from what I can tell. he's really good in it. I've watched a couple of people play it. Yeah,
Norman. I went on a cruise with him.
Oh, that's cool.
No, it's not.
I think it's awesome. I think it's really cool.
On the first Walking Dead cruise,
Maybe not.
Oh my god.
But it's not a game as you say. Like, it's cinematic and all that, but Kojima games are not for normal people.
Tell me more, because I didn't.
So, you've never played like Metal Gear? I would say.
I have not.
Okay, I would say this then. I don't know how far back you can go with a PS4. Maybe you'll have to emulate things. I'm not advocating for emulating. No piracy on this podcast. I'm lying. But if you can, go back and play like Metal Gear before you go and play Death Stranding. Or play Silent Hill even. Because...
Yeah, but that sounds scary. That one's scary. The scary movie one, right?
Yeah, it's scary. But I say that because only then can you truly like understand and maybe appreciate Kojima's twisted, fucked up mind. Nothing in the games, they make sense, but they don't. everything's kind of normal for like 5 minutes, and then everything's weird for the next 6 hours that you're playing the game.
I mean, that sounds kind of great, though.
It's like, okay. It's very, very cool, and I love Kojima. I love his work. He wants to be like a movie director, so he's really trying to make all of his video games feel like movies, and they kind of do. So I would say like Metal Gear Solid definitely 1 through 3 and 4 and 5, but like 5 less so. I don't like that one as much. And Silent Hill 1 if you can get it, and 3 because they are technically linked and story wise, lore wise. And it's all just it's all fucked up, and but it's wonderful. That's all I can think of for Kojima games. I know there's more games he's worked on, but those are the most prevalent.
I finally was thinking about like, oh man, maybe I should actually play Death Stranding, because I saw this one video of this guy out in China who built the like baby carrying pod with like a glove hand inside and everything, and he was like, I played the game and I thought, oh, I got a kid, might as well do it. And I was like, what?
Wait, yeah, he put the baby in the pod.
Fucking beautiful cosplay.
Like, honestly,
that's the kind of Corona innovation that I am looking for.
Innovation.
So, and I haven't played the game either, but I noticed on that pod there were some details that made me smile, like the umbrella symbol on the tubing. Hang on.
We got to talk about that. Because that's scary.
Okay, sorry. Back again. I take it back.
Damn cat. There's actually something kind of scary there, in that umbrella symbol is very closely similar and also says umbrella above the umbrella to the umbrella symbol you get in Resident Evil.
Yeah, I thought that was the point. Like, I thought...
I don't know I don't know if he did that on purpose, but it's a bad idea.
Well, yeah, because I was like, oh, is this like a throwback or is that in the game? Like, I need to know more. Why did he do this? So I was like, oh, that's really cool. But if it's not on purpose. There's
truly no connection to Resident Evil. Why did he do it? Anything Kojima does ever. So I don't know why he did it. It's very ominous.
Yeah. Can we add this guy on Twitter and be like, so I need clarification?
Why you do this?
why you do this?
What are you doing? I noticed it immediately and I was like, I don't know that this is a good idea, guy. Because people have already made the like, there's a part in Resident Evil 6 where people in China get infected with the zombie virus and, you know, people have made the connections. And then there's apparently a lab in, I think it's in Shanghai, but people have said it's in Wuhan, which is false. That has the umbrella logo, but it's in teal instead of red. So they're making all these kind of stupid connections that don't mean anything, but I mean, can be hurtful because you're spreading misinformation, you're making stupid claims about, you know, they're zombies and blah blah blah, and we don't need that. Like, it's very topical, but also don't do that.
Unless we need it.
I mean, incite a riot? No, I don't think we need that.
Right? So, I mean, somebody's like, right? Yeah, no, like, let me tell you, I am the first one down for a riot, no matter what. Like, if it's just, which is why I can't go on marches of any kind, because if anybody's like, riot, I'm like, woo! Like, fucking already trying to get a fire going in the trash can, but it takes me 20 minutes and it doesn't fucking, yeah, like, I'm not good at it, but I'm in. If we only get one down, like one payment of $1,200, like, is that what we're doing? Is that I'm not inciting that, but maybe we should call into question a lot of things that our government is doing right now. When it not just only comes to the coronavirus, but also comes to what's not being covered as endlessly as the coronavirus.
Look, that is a beautiful segue.
Like, and I'd like to talk about the Earn It Act.
So
basically,
please tell us.
Before even saying that, how magicians work is that something flashy will happen, and you are automatically, as an audience member, attracted to the flash, so you are not watching what the other hand is doing. Wait, and right
now, sleight of hand or fake magicians?
Like, stage magicians.
Oh, stage magicians. Okay.
Stage magicians. So,
real science. That strategy is used more than just stage magic. So when you have any big headline-stealing thing, it is really important to dig deeper to see what else is happening that isn't being talked about. Because always you will find opportunistic individuals who use that cover of headline to push through whatever their agenda is. And honestly, whatever it is, if they're doing it covertly, it is not in your best interest.
So weird. So weird. Which I find fascinating because, like, did you guys know that the Patriot Act got renewed?
No.
November. Yeah.
What? I must have been napping.
I don't want to be like,
everything comes back to 9/11.
But November last but. Year. I know, right? The Patriot Act was 11/9. Yeah, no, just boop. And there's a bunch of expired provisions that required renewal. Guess when they required renewal? Renewal. March 15th. So that just happened recently, like a handful of days. You know what they also started doing early March? They started doing the Earn It Act. Yes. They, in general, it was introduced by Lindsey Graham, the little fairy boy. So like more of like a... Not like fairy, but like a fae.
Yeah, just like a bat. Oh, one of them.
Totally different thing to say.
Different vibe.
Yeah, one of those. The like scary evil ones, but like they can be like, no, I'm not gay. And it's like, okay, well, you keep saying that loudly and nobody asked you. It's like, I'm not gay. And it's like, oh, that really makes me think maybe you're no. And it's kind of one of those things, but then they like have itty bitty little teeth and they're like, oh, cute. Anyways, he's a Republican from South Carolina. And I'm sure you've heard of his name over and over and over and over. The Earn It Act. Eliminating abusive and rampant neglect of interactive technologies. Essentially,
it's like, what? What the fuck does that mean?
So essentially, we gotta save the kids. We gotta save the kids, and the kids, they're in danger, and these poor little kids. So, okay, so let me paint you a little bitty picture. Let's say we're on a platform, like WhatsApp. All right, Grandpa. Let's say Twitter, Instagram, we're on a social media platform, and you send illicit pictures of child pornography. You send real, real bad shit. Totally not cool. You send that over, and then somebody finds out about it. They report it. Shit's bad. Currently, right now, the companies, like the platform, they are considered not the publishers or the speakers of that information. So they don't necessarily get fined. They don't get fucked. This will further that to the extreme of where... Essentially, so I know a lot, but I don't know enough about this specifically because this has barely been coming out and it is in like a discussion draft. So literally everything could change tomorrow, which it's not because it sounds great for them. So this act does two things. It'll not override, but it'll strengthen a lot of the FOSTA stuff and Section 230 of it.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
So it's a lot of like how we have COPPA. And shit like that, where it's like child protective acts and where you basically, rather than like granting companies immunity by default, like the technology companies that they've been doing for decades, now it's like, fuck it, now we can go after you. Which, how are we going to go after you? So let's say you post up some like real heinous shit of like a dog fucking a kid, right? Real fucked up shit. And you like post it on your Facebook and people report it. It is in your company's best interest to never actually look at those reports because once you see that report, now you got to do something about it. Now you got to put your money where your mouth is. So instead, don't. That would be the best thing, which means... fuck it, all crimes legal now based on this act? That's weird. Wait, what? Like, you are incentivizing companies to not moderate as much. That doesn't make any fucking sense. That's the part that we should all debate. That's insane. That's crazy. The second part of the act and the reason why they have such heinous child shit in the first part of the act, so then that way you can focus on that and then people could be like, no, but child porn's okay. Like, if I can... that is the incendiary part to have the public, if there ever was going to be a discussion, which there won't be because we're so confused with coronavirus right now. That's the part that they get you. The second part to the Earn It Act is all about banning end-to-end encryption. So if you are Facebook or Twitter or a huge platform, even a small mom-and-pop little app, this would put together a 19-member commission, and they would be able to craft best practices for figuring out how companies can deal with like abuse online, and just and which means. There's gonna, you as a company creating your products have to always have a backdoor available for the government. So whatever like platforms you're using to discuss anything that may be business proprietary, that may be just you and yourself in your own fucking home, just talking mad shit and memeing or whatever to your bros. Well, the government can be able to see that, because what is privacy? What is the point of the Patriot Act but to take away more fucking rights and to be more invasive in your life and less privacy and for you to have less privacy? The Earn It Act is a big part of that as well. So don't let your eyes glaze over because of kiddie porn. No, no, no. The real fucking shit about this is allowing the government to always have a backdoor entrance into any fucking technology whatsoever. And as much as and it's fascinating, because why the fuck would big large companies allow this to happen, or allow this type of legislation to pass through, when we saw that during internet neutrality, during that it took them forever, as if they never have bribed a politician whatsoever. No, we would never do that. How come you're not bribing your politicians right now to make sure that this goes away? I don't understand how this is actually good for business, other than it's good for government. And so this is a thing that's going through. Yeah, be aware. There are so many things in scary times that governments like to push through, because they're scary times. 9/11 was a scary time. 20 years ago was very scary. And that's why 10 days ago they renewed it again.
God, so, did you have to just say the words 20 years ago? Did you, like, to?
Yeah. I feel attacked.
Actually quantify that.
I feel attacked.
And I don't want to be like, oh, you're attacked by the government. They're going to come in and...
No, I'm old.
That is exactly what it's going to be like.
I'm old.
The difference is, it's talking about, like, these days, like, when we say life and pursuit of happiness and property and shit like that, what is your property other than your information in this modern age? And we see that Congress can't move fast enough. Like, we still have loot boxes and shit going on. Fun fact, Germany right now is like, well, I mean, that's a good Nazi symbol. Like, the gaming in Germany has been the most strict about, like, no Nazis here. And they, like, 20 years ago, they didn't have blood in their video games. It had to be green blood. Nowadays they're like, well, we'll let Wolfenstein 2 come in because, like, at least the Nazis are, like, the really, really bad guys. Like, it's very obvious that they're bad guys and you have to kill them, so we'll allow some Nazis in there, but fuck loot boxes, holy shit. And it's like, wait, hold on, Germany, you're kind of okay with Nazi symbols now but not loot boxes?
Yeah, that's weird.
And the same way that legislation has taken for fucking ever to for basically legalized gambling from these very vicious companies that are coming through. And but the children, oh, we got to save the children by taking away your rights and your property, which is your data. And so at the end of the day, it's very easy to be like, well, everybody knows everything about my data, so it doesn't matter. It'll matter when it matters to you, and that sucks. I have no idea what to do. I don't know what the silver lining necessarily is, other than saying we have to be vigilant. But and at the end of the day, you can call your representatives, but actually physically call them, because a lot of them are really old and they think that phone calls are still
better and real compared to like an email or a text.
Right.
Even that phone ring actually tells them that they fucked up and that their constituents are a little pissed.
I feel like a written letter, though.
No.
You know, sealed with a stamp, like a wax stamp.
No, because your words are going to be copy-paste. And so then, and you have, if it's a written letter, you got to hand write it.
Yeah,
and you
got to have a quill. A bunch
of people. I mean.
And on parchment.
Okay. That sounds.
On parchment.
You're writing. How old are they? I mean.
You're right. You're writing a lot of letters.
Like, you need to write letters. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, no. And then, dearest senator. I write to you about reducing sex trafficking in the fucking
Congress. Okay. It's like, so, to revisit Earn It, I think
earn
something
it.
I want.
You don't actually earn anything, heads up.
I know, it's such a...
Yeah, it's very dumb.
To revisit the Earn It, I guess it's not a bill yet, but potential legislation.
Yes. It would establish a national commission on online child sexual exploitation prevention.
So what I want to kind of point out for the listener is that this can negatively affect your streaming platforms, your fucking Reddit, your Twitters.
If you're mad about Alinity.
You chans of whichever type
they have. Alinity, yeah, right.
Because now as a company... You like, if that passes through as a company, it's in your best interest to actually stop all moderation.
Mm-hmm.
So neat.
Okay.
Which means maybe we should get into, which I find very funny because it's like, oh no, like, but the children, protect them and like stomp down cyberbullying. But maybe the best thing for us is if that goes through. No, we need to cyberbully everyone even harder. Harder. Honestly. I'm just like, oh, are you a map? Are you a, fuck, what is it? It was just where you're an attracted, minor attracted person. You're just
Man, I'm going to say abort on that topic right there. And, this is not our podcast. This
but is like, Jesus, so. Fuck them up, like kind of thing of just, no, maybe some cyberbullying is kind of maybe a thing that we all have to get into. And now it's all just, what the fuck is happening? Are we the good guys? But, like,
we have never been the good guys.
I mean.
No, let's.
Oh, say, can
let's
you
not
see?
Say that. Let's not say that.
The shining light. Wait, what are the lyrics again?
I would have assumed that you have these, like, tattooed on your heart. So.
I mean, my bad. That was a Joe Biden pun reference. I'm just like, fucking shit up. Like, well, you know the thing. You know the thing. Yeah, it's a
that's
lot.
Earn It.
And I'm sorry to barrage.
That's fine. I think I wanted people to know about Earn It simply because it may seem like it only affects, you know, Facebook or something like that. Or it may seem like
attention.
it may not affect you, but it does affect you. You know, if they're passing this kind of legislation that affects the gaming platform that you stream on or the place that you go to for information... they could potentially start doing it to any kind of other smaller platforms. They could do it to podcasts, it sounds like to me. So
also, I think something really important to take away is just because even if it didn't affect you right now in the things you're doing, but it does affect other people, pay attention to that because it sets precedence for future things that could affect you. Like, it is so easy to be like, it doesn't affect me, so it's not a big deal. And then suddenly it is a big deal because something new is affecting you. And if you had, like, pulled your head out of your ass and paid attention to what was going on around you earlier, maybe you could have been a force in making that not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Because once the saying is, give them an inch, they'll take a mile. So you keep giving them an inch and another inch, and then you're up to 3 inches and then four. So it starts out as a liberty... No, that's bullshit. It starts out as a liberty for Twi. And it doesn't bother me because only Twi likes that. So it doesn't bother me. But then all of a sudden it starts to encourage, oh, wait, but Kira likes things too. And I'm going to take the, like, I don't know. It's just, it's a stupid example. But it's true. You give them one thing. They find ways around to maybe write a bill and then sneak something else in that does affect you. But
when
the primary
another
focus.
Headline keeping you distracted.
Yeah. So it is definitely like a bait and switch. It's bullshit. It's how they get you.
All told under the guise of, oh, but we're here to protect the kids.
And it's happened how many times? In history? Similarly? Like, they take one or... Yeah, I don't know what is this. What is it? It's like, yeah, honestly, they take one or two things and then all of a sudden war. Like, what? This escalated quickly.
Also, I thought it was very neat that the company behind Tinder and OkCupid is just like, fuck it, I like this bill. But like, none of their shit is encrypted. So like, it doesn't actually matter for them. But like, because it is about encryptions. And so let's, when your iPhone got found, and let's say you're a suspect in some type of murder or some type of something very important, Apple like has not, they have stuck to their guns and never opened the phones for the government.
I'm really proud of them.
Would open that up for them.
I'm really proud of them for sticking to it.
But yep. I mean, you want to save children. Nope. So,
I mean, so let us, nope. This is not my podcast. Just take this away. Go.
Well, what else do we have to talk about? That was my main, just like, you guys heard about the Ernie Act?
We have a few stories, two that I'd like to just kind of very quickly touch on, because we are running out of time.
you know what you got when you ordered us, man.
Like, yeah, no, it's okay. It's fine.
I was the one who like bullied you in an episode slightly, this week.
But I love it. Two things I want to quickly touch on is, it just kind of shows the height of what we're going through at the moment. Last week, apparently, Steam hit a peak record users of 20,313,451.
That's too fast. Go Steam.
313,451. Yes. Although, according to data, roughly 7 million were actively playing a game, so people were just kind of fucking around on Steam. That's cool.
That's crazy they hit their max when, like, there's other platforms now and, like, launchers as well, which means, yo, gamers sup. Like,
Epic's trying to give them a run for their money, but they have not yet reached 20 million concurrently. And it wasn't even that they hit 20 million, because apparently about a month ago they reached 19 million. But it was actually that how quickly they surged
in 1 week
to 20 million.
Oh, yeah.
20 million actually happened in 24 hours.
Oh my god, so, no! Holy good shit! Lord.
All at once, gamers were just like, yeah, I feel like going on Steam.
Fuck it. Gonna go on Steam.
The real fucking champs of all of this are the guys at the server farms. Just fucking plowing away, just being like,
"You're doing the good work, my guys.
Hell yeah,
my dudes." Thank you. So in the same
way that we have reached a record high, we're also kind of reaching record lows. So due largely to the coronavirus, online goods are selling out in record numbers. Certainly, you've heard stories about people hoarding household goods such as toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and so on. But surprisingly, Nintendo Switch consoles are seeing a major shortage.
That does not surprise me. In the least.
There is a very real correlation between people being stuck at home and Nintendo releasing the Animal Crossing game on March 20th.
It's like they planned it. Is this a conspiracy? Different rabbit hole.
Different rabbit
hole. Not my podcast.
I have been playing it, and I'm in there.
So jealous.
I've been playing New Leaf, though. And I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be happy with it. I mean, get New Horizons, but...
I don't have a Switch, Jason. And you just told me they're sold out. And I can't get one.
Well, there's some slightly good news. Yeah. If you're not sold on the whole docking your Switch and playing it on the TV thing, the Switch Lite is not selling out as quickly.
Okay.
They are cheaper, about $100 cheaper. Yeah,
$100 I hear cheaper. That there's going to be a pink Switch Lite coming out shortly, in a couple months. Imminently. Or maybe next month?
Imminently.
Oh my god, I want it to be.
If it's not out right now, actually, it would be like in this week.
It should be out right now.
Yeah,
The color is called coral.
Yeah.
Well, so it should be out now.
Coral. Again, I've been on The Walking Dead.
My god, get out of here. So get out of here.
I really vibe with coral.
I was really excited, though, that Animal Crossing was coming out on the Switch and to have the docking situation, because then I could play it on an actual TV and it would give me less of a headache.
I am a play on a TV kind of person.
Yeah. That's fair. I actually bought, I have a TV that I also use as a second monitor in my bedroom. So I bought another Switch dock to use in my bedroom when I'm not using the TV out in the living room.
Do you want
to
buy a Switch?
I don't.
I'm looking for a sugar daddy, Chase.
I don't have
no strings attached.
You're on this guess podcast. Ask out to others. Not. Oh my god.
That's true. Kira.
I don't think I want like.
Yeah. So
I don't think
broadcasting,
I'm
broadcasting. Kira's looking for sugar daddy. If anyone is interested,
she can make
many cute noises. That's the thing that gets you off. I hate this.
There it is.
You're into it. Don't lie to me. Don't do it.
Like, I don't not like this.
Here's some more statistics. Internet usage is up about 18 to 25%, according to reports.
Yeah, depending on the source of that, the number does fluctuate a little bit. But
yes,
it is somewhere in that vicinity, like being pulled from a bunch of different sources, which honestly is not that much.
I don't feel like it's that crazy,
all things considered.
It's enough to have PlayStation and Netflix confirm that they are slowing download speeds and streaming qualities.
Which I am down for. Like, so yes. What if I'm on my phone watching shit at 480? I'm doing my part. All right? Yeah, for the American system. For the people.
For the people.
For the people. Also, I'm just downloading and then watching all the episodes later. Like at high res. Yeah. So it doesn't.
From a completely reputable source on the internet.
Netflix. They allow you to download the episodes. Ah! Yeah. I'm still watching my Charmed. It's just, download it.
I've just been watching documentaries, and they were all filmed in the, 90s anyway. So,
it doesn't matter. The
quality doesn't matter.
Quality was lost a long time ago.
You should watch the McMillions documentary.
No, I'm working on projects and stuff and watching docs that support that.
Fair
so
enough.
So I can be productive while also watching something.
Hell but yeah. The McMillan's one's real good.
Also, a big part of, thinking about, everybody is stuck at home, and it's really interesting to see, the float, oh my god, thank god we have running water and electricity and all of these utilities that come into our apartments and our homes, and all these things that are piped in, and it's like, man, internet could be a utility and maybe fucking should be. This idea of just, no, these are my necessities to be here. And if we do, at the end of this, in 18 months, emerge from our little isolation caves, and if anything changes, I mean, it's not going to be that all the ISP companies get overtaken by the government, essentially.
Yeah, all the ISP company.
Yeah, the one or two in your area, the one that's actually good and the one that's not
the choice that you have.
One thing, but it's not a monopoly. If we just stay out of each other's ways. If anything, and I don't know how in the future we riot. I don't know how we stay socially distant. But hacking. Also,
we gotta learn to hack.
Hashtag a lot of caps locked posts.
That doesn't actually do much.
No, it's basically DDoS attacks. That's what
you're doing. Yeah. All right, let's get good fuckers.
We're going hard in the paint, as they say.
Let's do it.
That's just some food to think of. Just some thoughts there of just...
To that end, I would also say, not only when this is over, but in the moment, be thankful for the people who are working on keeping the water clean and...
Oh, actual essential workers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they only deserve $1,200 one time.
Yeah. Your GameStop employees.
This makes me so...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my GameStop. God.
Okay. That's a story.
Be actually thankful and appreciative. There are people out there literally risking their health and well-being to make sure that you are comfortable at home. And that you can get your groceries delivered or, whatever.
Mr. Kira. DoorDash
people. Maybe tip your fucking DoorDash people more.
Oh, God, please tip. In cash. In cash.
Not cash.
What the fuck?
No cash.
No cat? What?
Cash has cocaine and shit. Oh, my God, no. And shit has the virus.
Okay, Twy, calm down. Twy, dial it down. Dial it down. Do you not remember?
We're not eating ass. We are not using cash.
Okay, well, hold on. I feel like it was on WanderStream where we found out that if you tip your DoorDash guy or gal on a credit card, they get paid less by DoorDash. Isn't that on your stream what we found out?
So we did find that out. However, that news in general spread like wildfire and forced DoorDash to actually make changes.
Oh my God, they made a change.
They actually did make a change.
Oh my God! Internet, we did something!
It's crazy that you shame companies and you shame people. So everybody shamed Elon Musk. And he was like, well. And they're like, yeah, bro, like, if you know there's a ventilator shortage, maybe, like, change Tesla up and make ventilators.
Make some ventilators, like, yeah.
So then he went off the next week and he bought 12,000 ventilators from China and shipped them over. So,
oh, shit.
Cyberbullying does
Oh my God, this is a circular topic somehow. I love it. Nice callback. Okay. I like that a lot. Yeah,
professional.
You're so good.
I feel like I would like to end on so like appreciate them definitely. And maybe like also just some gooder news, some better news.
Something, like, guys.
There are nuggets, little treasures out there. Mm-hmm.
Share the good shit.
Of good shit that are happening of people
all your
coming together and helping people out.
So actually, and my community they made a Facebook group real quick, like in like a day, and they invited everyone in my area, and they were like, oh, over here someone has like this business has cases of toilet paper, they'll sell it to you for like $1 a roll, go over there. Or these people, they're giving away food, or this pantry is still open. So just like,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, there was a nice thing in there.
Tonight, tons of companies we're doing a hashtag make a joyful noise kind of thing in our neighborhood. So Violin Bro, he's going to go outside and he's going to play his violin and other people playing their instruments from the rooftops and shit like that, which just a community jam out session in the streets from everybody's windows. And I saw a really cute thing where an entire cul-de-sac, they just all drew chalk on their driveways and then they treated it like an art museum, like an art walk. So then that way the kids and everybody could get involved, but then also socially distant and just, it's great shit. Like you're not actually trapped inside. You can go for a walk. You can like still exercise. I'm of the mind that like, man, food is in a shortage, so maybe I shouldn't stress eat all the time. Yo, I'm gonna like lose so much fucking weight. Like in 18 months, like I'd fuck me. Like real good. Like I just, but like, having a positive mindset of this is not the negative side of this. This is actually an opportunity for blah, 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 whatever that may be. 'Cause shit sucks and your worst enemy is yourself. And in that sense, I do want to escape to some video games and I am excited to see the more artistic ones and the ones that tell stories. I know that I need to stay away from zombie games specifically because a lot of them are based on like outbreaks and stuff like that. I just, you know, like I'm just gonna keep my distance because I saw the movie Outbreak and that's when I cried myself to sleep that night. So
I feel like my advice to you to read and or listen to the Postmortal, maybe not the best advice then.
Yeah, no. World War Z, no. Great audiobook. No, not right now. Like, not right now. But there are things that we can do for ourselves, for each other, and for those around us. And it sucks because that takes a lot of self-reflection to understand what you actually need. And let me tell you, I need a steady stream of goddamn internet. That's for goddamn
I mean, thankfully, even without the internet, trapped in a house full of art supplies and other things to just do shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, it could, all things considered, be worse, but it could also, all things considered, get worse.
Oh, and it's
so, I know. Take those moments to appreciate the good things while you got them.
I have been doing some deep breaths. And just catching myself and being like, man, lungs are great.
Like, oh my God, how like greater lungs though.
Enjoy them while you got them though. And so, fuck.
To end on an extra positive note, there is one last story.
Oh my God.
A very cool, optimistic, and creative one.
Oh my God.
A teacher used Half-Life Alyx to teach a seventh grade class.
Yes.
Charles Schumer is a math teacher and used marker pens and dry erasers in the game to teach geometry. So, first of all, there's working pens in the game. You can pick up a pen and like start writing on stuff.
Oh,
that's
my
amazing.
God.
Coomer recorded a video from inside the game and used Windows as a surface to write on while he lectured the class on the video. Somehow he was able to master the game within a day to the point where his penmanship was actually legible.
Fuck! My penmanship isn't legible, and I've been, like, writing my entire life.
And then to translate that to, like, you're not actually holding the pen, you're holding nothing, but you have to pretend that you are so that you can write.
Yeah, he did such...
It's amazing.
An amazing job. I watched the whole, I can't. And I, you know, I'm watching him describe like how you know that this angle and this angle, they should equal this, or how you do the math and divide and isolate X so that you can figure out what X actually equals.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. But he did it in VR, I mean, on a window. It doesn't exist.
Math. You can teach math anywhere, and this proves it.
I mean, I guess. But so I had said earlier that I have opinions about this, and I fucking do. It
get your math out of my video games. Is that what your opinion is?
Wow. I mean, who's from Texas here? Whoa. Hold on. No, actually, do I? Thank you, though. No, I see so many people, and I hear so many people in real life saying, "Those who can't do, teach." But I feel like coming out of this pandemic, epidemic, fuck if I know. It doesn't matter. I don't care. Coming out of this horrible situation, we are seeing teachers pull together to do so many fucking amazing things. There was a school where a bunch of teachers organized so that their kids could still come in and get lunches, even though they weren't being taught. They're still fucking feeding their students. Okay? Huge, huge thing.
Yeah, the teachers should not have been doing that. That should have fucking been the administration that came through.
I mean,
and like, shame those fuckers. Like, superintendent making the most money.
But it just proves.
You come in and serve the student.
It proves who is putting in the work.
They aren't going to. Like, it proves, like, that is the important thing. Instead of waiting for them to do it, it's like, no, they're not going to do it. So we're going to do it. And I think, honestly, that is a mindset to hold on to.
And that's why they deserve to be one of the lowest paid professions in America.
Because
they are the best people, and we hate that shit. I'll be angry about that if you're going to be angry. Yeah.
It takes away, though, you know, all the assholes you hear that say, oh, those who can't do, they just teach. No. No. It's those who care. Fucking take your children and turn them into actual human beings.
I feel like anyone who has to teach their kids from home, who has ever said that, or like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, I've learned.
My kids are terrible.
Yeah, I think that teacher needs more.
You don't know how to do either. You don't know how to do well, or teach.
It's
like,
not that.
Off.
It's the mindset. It's the mindset that these people have. But all these teachers are just knocking it out of the park. So this story about this guy who you said he mastered it in a day.
Makes sense.
To be able to teach his children who are now all quarantined with their parents that are like, oh, well, you can't do anything, so you're going to teach it. No. I mean, he is doing it. And he is teaching your kid. Yeah, I mean, it blew my mind. And he taught in such, like, okay, he was a math nerd, guys. So some of his jokes were a little bad. But, oh my gosh.
Math teachers. I don't know how many math teachers
he had. I was in dumb math, so just like three. But but this guy, his jokes were nerdy, but they were great, and he taught. Like, I got it. Like, I mean, I already know angles and shit, so like that wasn't hard. But this is not the point. It was good.
He was good. Yeah, I liked him a lot.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Finding websites that have big lists of educational resources like that, and they're basically repositories where all of these what is it? The Khan Academy, shit like that. They're a fantastic resource if you have kids right now and you're trying to work through a lot of these higher level, they're like high school students, there are resources out there. Just because we are on break, essentially, doesn't mean that learning is on break. And learn together rather than you and your child being in separate rooms and then never getting anything done. Do it together. Watch documentaries. Make it fun. There's a lot of experiments and things that you can do with household items, and that is fantastic. Again, this is an opportunity to connect. Even though we all feel very isolated physically, we can always connect emotionally and mentally, and that's pretty fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, guys, we got to wrap up the show. It's late. It's long, and no more. So, give us quick recommendations to everyone out there who needs a video game to play in these troubling times.
Okay, there are a billion video games to play, and quite frankly, your backlog is immense, so you can figure it out. But here are some recommendations that are not gaming. Do some cool shit now that you have literally nothing standing in your way but your own goddamn excuses. That go be creative. Write your fucking novel. Make your fucking masterpiece. Learn some skills. Learn to bake. Learn to do some shit so that you walk out of the other end of this having to be, like, actually legitimately a little bit better for having done so.
And proud of yourself, you know, because that's a new talent you've learned, a new skill you've learned, so you can take pride in that. But if you're deciding that, nah, fuck that, though. I mean, if you're playing 14, the Ishgardian Restoration's going on, I got from 54 to 71 in 4 hours last night. And that's me just, like, dicking around, chatting, nothing in alchemy. Like, fuck it. I'm chatting with people. I'm doing, like, surfing the internet. No effort into it.
It's a good way to level.
I mean, it is. I'm going to take all my crafters through it. Shit. And gathering in new Diadem. I'm so sad there's no dinosaurs anymore. But you get to blow stuff up with, like, a shoulder cannon, like an RPG. So it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do that thing.
Ty, what you got?
So for me, it is character creation stuff. And just, like, deep diving into, so based on our, like, Portland trip and we got a bunch of cool resources and books and stuff, I want to help some friends make some of the cool tabletop characters and help them come to life. And then for me personally, I am working on transforming my grandfather into a demon fighting deacon, and I want to make him like a little zine kind of thing with, like, a little story, especially before he catches the corones and dies. I think that'd be really sweet.
Which is, like, I'm thinking he's got, like, 2 weeks left.
Yeah,
so he's get on top of them phone
calls.
He's
a chaplain, so he's going around to nursing homes and retirement homes because it is his calling, and it is very hard to respect that as somebody who does not quite believe or understand. And so I find that extremely fascinating. And so I'm using this opportunity to deep dive into research. I don't have to go to that meeting at 1 o'clock, so I can call him up and just be like, yo, sir. Because, again, this is an opportunity to connect with others and really figure out, really look within and understand what you value the most and trying to work for it. And so for me, it is writing 200 words a day when it comes to anything that I'm trying to do or write or get notes kind of thing. Just setting really, really, really low bars that are achievable every day. So that way, even in my darkest days, I can still sing a song and that's it kind of thing. So then that way, every day, I feel like I achieve something, not just at the end of a year or 18 months when, like, a vaccine is ready kind of stuff. It is really just trying to challenge ourselves while at the same time we are our worst enemy, and also trying to be kind to those around you. It's real hard. But, yeah.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect.
But also lovely Last recommendations. Of Us? Is that what we're supposed to play?
Last of Us.
I have a PlayStation.
Is that what we're
supposed to play? What are the other
play Resident Evil 3
exclusives that I don't know about?
Good question. I don't know.
Just Last of Us. All right.
Just honestly, yeah. I don't think there's much else aside from that. So play Last of Us.
I mean, Horizon, I think, is still currently
exclusive. Yeah, it's supposed to be coming to PC and eventually.
Switch. Yeah. I got Senua's Sacrifice, and
that's a great game.
I got like 5 minutes into it, and I was like, I'm too alone, and it is too dark outside for this. Like, I scared myself so much. They're like, oh, put in headphones. I was like, no. Like,
yeah, I hate that. It took me a very long time to play Resident Evil 7 for that specific reason, because it is first person, and I played with headphones on, and I was like, this is a bad idea, but you know what? Here I am.
No.
Hey, if you don't want to play Resident Evil yourself, drop by my stream in a week. I'll be playing it there. I'll be playing Resident Evil 3 with one of my favorite characters, Jill Valentine. She looks way better in this upscaled version. I also recommend that game, by the way, because it's good. I recommend Resident Evil 2. That one's good too, but not as good as this one. I played the demo and I fucking freaked out about it. It's amazing. Play the demo. Play Animal Crossing too. It's good. I have stuff we can play together, like, you know, on an island. You have an island. I have an island. It's my land is your land. Et cetera, et cetera. Songs.
Fuck yeah.
Colonize. Okay, everyone, do the quickest plugs you've ever done in your life.
Honestly, the main plug for me is, hey, you can find me everywhere at Wanderpus, WANDERPUS, and you can find all of us in general at our podcast, Nightwitch, which you can find at Nightwitchcast on Twitter and Instagram, and then just, you know, Nightwitch, wherever you podcast.
Yeah. I am Twilark. You can find me at The Twilark.
Woohoo!
Am Kira, and you can find me on Pink Sugar Star on Twitter.
Excellent. Look at how quick. Okay. As always, you can find me at KamiJaceGaming on Twitter. You can find the Weekly Cooldown on Twitter as well at WKCooldown. Be sure to visit the Weekly Cooldown Facebook page. Visit WKCooldown for more news and other episodes. Check out any links in the description, including the Humble Bundle, which there should be one. Support the show by any means. Review. I mean, I've gotten... some reviews. I need more than some.
More reviews.
Yeah, especially if you're listening to this on Apple Splodcast, Apple Podcast. So yeah, do it up.
Let us know you listened to reviews. It. Use if you're not eating ass, we're not using cash as a hashtag on those reviews. Let us know.
Absolutely. All right, that's it for the Weekly Cooldown. I'm Kami Jace.
I'm Nika.
Bye.
I'm Kira. Bye.
And we'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.